It was a quiet day by the river, except for the frogs and the crickets. Don't forget the birds. And the wind was really howling. Not as quiet as the turtle. Mama Duck and her newly hatched ducklings were patiently waiting for the last egg to crack. It was a big egg. Bigger than any egg that Mama Duck had ever seen. And so begins the story of the ugly duckling. It's not a very pretty story. All of the ducks who thought that they were very special, and the bushy-tailed squirrels and the uncombed cats, the mice parading their tails, and all of the other special creatures, were marching about this very large egg. Be inside this egg, they wondered as they marched. If they had paid attention, and if they hadn't made such a racket, they might have noticed that the egg was beginning to tremble. But the birds were too busy twittering. And the crickets and mice were too busy trying to march in a very dignified manner. And the frogs were getting very sleepy. No one even noticed when the egg gave its final crack and out tumbled a large, ungainly bird. First to see it. That can't be my baby, she squawked. Well, we have introduced you to the story. There are the good guys. This ugly duckling over there. Now, as our story continues, there are many fights and squabbles and plots to get rid of Miss Ugly. But tell you what, let's let our cast of characters, the orchestral instruments, develop this story. Thank you. scratched and picked and screeched at the poor little duckling. The poor little duckling was as miserable as any creature could be. Mother grew tired of defending the duckling. Finally, she exclaimed, "I wish you would just go away." And then everyone started tootling and hootling and carrying on. "Yeah, just go away." And so, with most of her feathers pulled out and looking very bedraggled, the ugly duckling ran away. Perhaps things would be better down the road.